Welcome to GalacticConnection.com. We are committed to expanding perspectives, bringing forth cutting-edge information and education, and preparing and assisting the planet for the up-and-coming events associated with stepping out of this 3D matrix. We intend to connect minds and hearts around the globe in order to attain global unity and galactic acceptance. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will bring you the most current topics in the news, as well as education, research, healing information, and out-of-this-world perspectives regarding a variety of topics. For example, you can look forward to discussions on global communities, governments, countries, planets, solar systems, ancient civilizations, and beyond, in addition to metaphysical individuals, angels, extraterrestrials, UFOs, galactic brotherhoods, high councils, and ascended masters. Our guests are experts in these fields, and our GalacticConnection.com show promises to be very thought-provoking.
Let us be together, let us progress and triumph, let us gain energy and momentum. Lead us to clarity, feeling of unity, let there be peace, peace, peace and wonder.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and today I have with me two very special guests that are dear to my heart, Ari Kopal and Serena, and they are representing the 2012 Emergence website. I also have with me all my lovely supporting right-hand woman, Julie Haskins, who I don't know what I'd do without her.
Thank you. I'm here.
So, before I dive into what we'll be discussing today, because I consider both of these women to just be some very, very powerful light warriors, and they have a phenomenal message to share with the planet, I feel it's really important to share some really good news with everyone. I just looked at my stats for the month of June, and I just jumped up to 6.95 million hits for the month of June. Can you guys believe that?
That is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
In May, it was 5.549. That's how big it was.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm still reeling over that.
Yay. Good for you.
Oh, thank you. So enough about me. I do want to introduce Ari and Serena. Ari, can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what is your motivating factor to be stepping out there on a platform and talking about the archonic energies and things like that? What is your ultimate message to humanity?
Well, the ultimate message is that, well, first of all, thank you very much for letting us be on your show today. It's truly an honor. The ultimate message, Alexandra, is that we as a species here on this planet, I really feel in my heart of heart that we are our own liberators, that we have to come to our own rescue by stepping, you know, rising up to the occasion. And there are a lot of forces that don't want that to happen. And when I became totally aware of that, and it's usually Serena made me very, very aware of it, we took it upon ourselves to hit the radio is basically something that is totally out of our comfort zone to do that.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I can so relate. I mean, I literally got kicked in the butt doing this. I didn't want to come out to the world and say, hey, it's me.
Yeah, really. Exactly. You know, and I run with Serena. Serena and I both run the 2012emergence.com site, and that was put up originally as a response to the whole 2012 hype. And my whole aim with that was to, you know, to bring up all the possible scenarios that could happen on 2012 for the purpose of inoculating people so that people would not be in fear mode. And so what's happening now with humanity is with these forces are so amazingly, we could say they're dire if you want to look at it that way. I mean, if you really want to look at it from all these, the different things that are happening that people don't even know what's happening behind the scenes, if you put them all in front of you, you go, oh my goodness, this is is just so much that we might as well just throw the white flag now. And so our purpose is to, again, inoculate people, let them, okay, look at this, look at this, look at this, so that that starts building our strength. We start working our muscles so that when it, if it does all hit us, which I hope it doesn't, because by that time I'm hoping that we're all, you know, strong enough with our light that we are able to overcome this. But I'm basically trying to help people exercise that muscle. And so that's what we're doing. Again, hitting the radio waves and doing whatever we can to alert people about this.
Well, I love the way you you pose that. Now, how about you, Serena?
Oh boy, I am never nearly as articulate and professional sounding as Ari. And
I beg to differ, by the way.
And so do I. And this is not a competition.
No, I know. I just feel like I'm in a very mushy place today. I have some information that I need to put together in my within my being, and I'm kind of still sitting and reeling with that. And so I'm not entirely in my left brain where I need to be right now. But I believe your question was about the main message to humanity.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, world, I'm speaking now. Go ahead, say what you have to say. Oh,
hey, I just go, I fly out the gate.
I have just learned recently about the aspects of life that I never wanted to look at or believe, right? Unfortunately, and I learned about their reality in the hardest way. First through denial and then through the holy 2x4, right? So now I'm seeing things for what they are a little bit better. I don't have the whole picture, not by far. But I think that most of humanity needs to wake up to it because they're not understanding the forces that are working against them. And my message at this point is to make as many people aware of those things. And there is a variety of those things. And I want them to be aware of it so that they understand that they're stuck places in life, or they're stuck places in their spirituality, or in our societal and cultural places where we're not moving forward as a species and having clean energies and peaceful societies and communities. There is a reason why this is not happening. It's because it's being stunted. It's literally being halted by another force. It's not because people are not trying. It's because it's being stunted by this other force. And so my message at this point in my life, at this point in time, is to make as many people aware of those forces as possible.
You know, I want to let everyone know how I met you guys. And if, do you guys recall that? I mean, I came to you because I went through a very painful situation where I was lured into exposing myself to a phenomenal Archon attack, and
That's right.
I really thought that I had done my protection, pulled down my pillar, my tube of light, all that, and I still was just brought to my knees. And I remember kind of seeking you guys out because I just synchronistically received an email from both of you, and I thought, oh my gosh, I got to meet these women. And so, long story short, everybody. They have a great message, and that message, in my estimation, the way that I perceived what you were sharing with humanity, is that we need to step into our own authority. We need to really reflect on what's the difference between a light worker and a light warrior, and possibly even etymologically break down what warrior means, because people tend to think warrior means we want to make war. Or we want to battle, or we want to combat, or we want to kill. And in reality, we are in a time where it's essential for us to put on our armor, to be prepared for potential, very cunningly presented potential attacks. I mean, Ari, don't you agree with that?
I agree. 100%. You're absolutely right. And you know, I think that... Serena, you probably have a really good definition of what a light warrior is, right?
I think in my definition, it goes back and forth between, light worker and light warrior. I think that was one of the points that Alexandra wanted to make. A light worker is I believe any person who is upholding the goodness and the positive aspects and life-affirming aspects of the divine blueprint. Okay, they're kind. They do work for love. They help. They do no harm. They help people. And there's a myriad, hundreds of ways in which a person can be a light worker, a light warrior. On the other hand, is somebody who deliberately confronts the dark forces that are working against us, and we tackle them and we deal with them. And it's a battle, but it's a spiritual battle. So it's more like a spiritual warrior. We confront those beings. We acknowledge them. We acknowledge that they're there. We see them and we engage with them, and we dismiss them and send them to other places, and all kinds of things like that. And usually it's the darkest and heaviest and most painful kind of energy you can confront, because yeah. A light worker can sit around and they can do meditations and they can focus on love and meditate on the feeling and vibrations of higher frequencies and other species of higher energies, and they can do this and elevate their personal frequency, and this is nice. I mean, they're holding their personal frequency. And then there are those others who are deliberately being attacked because they are making a statement or putting a dent into the massive hypnotic ignorance that they prefer to have people remain in. And we're exposing this. So when we're exposing this, we become the frontline people who are attacked, as opposed to these other people who are just sitting around and meditating and singing Kumbaya, one of my favorite growing songs.
Well, you know, it's, you brought up a good point, which is this is the month. If you read about the month of July 2013, this is the month of expecting the unexpected because of the astrological, layout right now. And also taking action. And kind of breaking down those systems or those belief patterns that really weren't necessarily serving you all along. I really believe that we are not immune to that, folks. I mean, the spiritual community has just as many paradigms to break down as the rest of the categories out there, such as financial world and the political world and so on and so forth. So, you know, we're really ultimately getting down to how do we free ourselves from suffering? And I'd like to hear what you guys think about that.
Huh. Well, first of all, you know, and then this is Ari speaking, obviously, if you haven't realized. here's my opinion on that. I really feel that people need to realize what's happening. In other words, you have to come from a willingness to see the ugly stuff, I'm speaking mostly to those light workers / light warriors, and not so much light warriors, because light warriors already know what they need to do pretty much. But you know what? We're all here in the planet at this particular juncture in time for a reason. And yes, you know, our functions might be different, but they're really not. And my analogy to this is, again, being in the trenches, you know, you're in a battle, you know, you have the infantry that goes out and, you know, has to unfortunately do the dirty work of picking up the gun and shooting. And then you're surrounded by these, by the enemy forces. And at some point, the medic who's there to help people has to sometimes, you know, pick up the gun and get into the battle as well. Otherwise, everybody perishes. So it's the same idea. Okay, so we're all in it together. We're here on this planet. And unfortunately, there are things that are happening on the planet right now that are not exactly in divine order. Okay,
yeah.
It's not part of the divine blueprint, the original intention of Prime Creator. And my point is, just take a look at any headline. And I'm not talking about you need to go to CNN, because I don't even turn that on anymore, because I don't even, obviously, you can't even believe that. But even if you go to alternative media and you just, you know, take a look in there, if that's what you're into, you'll see what the headlines are like. And if you have any kind of honesty with yourself and integrity within yourself, you will have to come to a point where you have to say, you know what, something is terribly wrong here, because this is not the way it was intended originally. So if it's not intended originally this way, then something is working against it. And if it is, then what is my, you know, what is, where do I fit within the scheme of things? You know, am I going to say, oh, well, you know, it's so overwhelming, I can't do anything, let me just get under the tree and meditate? Or are we all going to do something and stand together and say, okay, we're facing some grave situations here on the planet. It's time to pool in our sources, our energies, our divine power, and step into our authority, and let's turn this around.
Take action.
We're too individualized. We've got to stand together on the same page. And many of us are coming from just different, you know, perspectives and different opinions and different belief systems. But we really have to come to realize that, you know what, we've got to look at this dirty, ugly stuff, because otherwise it's going to bite us in the, you know, where.
Yeah. Yeah. And also be tolerant of the fact that everybody has a different perception.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that goes without saying, but unfortunately you're seeing a lot of drama and, you know, stirring.
Yeah,
going on within our community. We have to unite and at least make the decision that we all have one thing in mind, and that is to assist humanity through this process and to hopefully create heaven on earth soon, sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and that should be our primary focus right now.
Right. And whichever way Ari goes there, or Serena goes there, or Julie goes there, or I go there, it should matter more that we all ultimately have to band together, because it's the very small percentage of us on the planet that are going to make the difference.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's the small number of people like you and me and Julie and everyone else that's out there trying to do their best to put out the message of hope and light and love, and also, you know, empowerment and protection and things like that. These are all important. All of them play an important piece. It's like a mosaic.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
But so, you know, I've heard, Ari, I've heard you, many times talk about the Archon. And I know that, when I first met you, we had an amazing discussion together about it. Do you feel that they are actually at this so-called possible final hour? Are they really doing a mind F? Yeah. On us at this time?
You're asking me or me? Yeah.
You or Serena, either one.
Yeah. In my opinion, yes. And I'm sure Serena has more info on that, intel on that. There is no question. There is no question as to how they're operating with us. They're doing the major mind F right now on us. And to the point that we, you know, how clever these guys are, these things are, that they've already put, you know, some people in, you know, creating videos and whatnot, coming to of course, the light workers / light warrior community. They're already saying that the light workers are being compromised and being taken into all these my labs and whatnot. It's saying that, of course, now that that even those that are connected to the light are not even protected either. So it's the total, you know, mind F right now to get us to think that even our own thoughts, whether you're getting them from, you know, the divine, or they're not your thoughts either. They're putting them in there. So now you're even questioning whether you're even connecting to source, or even getting the right information. I mean, it's like, you know, at some point we got to shut that noise.
Yes.
At some point.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, Ari, because I don't know where I saw this or heard it or read it or whatever, but you were mentioning how you were sitting on the couch and, you know, you were having a great day, and all of a sudden this big wave of like rage or anger came by, and you were thinking, where did that come? And this is where we really need to be super vigilant in our thought processes. And how we react or respond. Because if we react to something with a trigger type of response mechanism, you can bet it that it's coming from your emotional body.
Yep.
And if we cannot get ourselves into a place, and hey, I'm guilty too, man. You know, I mean, I'm human. But I mean, I really try to work on that each day, just trying to stay in that neutral position of authority where I can see, okay, wow, this person is saying that, and this person's claiming that. And you can actually see some of the individuals, Ari, that you were referring to that have been compromised.
Yes.
Because of some of the things that are being said behind people's backs. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, Serena, did you have to want to add anything to that?
Can you be more specific about what you mean?
Well, I think, okay, let me ask you a specific question. This month is all about expansion. Now, we've been expanding up to this point, you know, astronomically. But this month in particular, because of Pluto and the other situations, it's really going to cause us to even become more ungrounded than we've ever been. What is your perspective and how being ungrounded fits in with being attacked?
Totally, hand in glove. Okay, my personal feeling about these astrological events are that I have chosen personally to transcend them. This has been my decision because I have absolutely no desire to be at the whim of Mercury going retrograde anymore.
Yeah.
Who I personally feel
I love it.
Mercury needs to be evicted from the freaking cosmos already because of all the time he's going backwards and all the nonsense that he creates with computers and communications. He's got to go. So he needs to go. Mars needs to go. Excuse me, the god of war. He needs to go.
Oh, yeah.
The rings of Saturn, ring paths, not
Saturn, especially.
That needs to go. And you know what? You can take all of these planets that are dead and they're nothing but, you know, huge cosmic sentinels holding this planet Earth in hostage. Yeah. That's all they are. They need to go. That's what astrology is. And I personally choose to transcend it and not be at the whim of everything that's going on. And Pluto is being described as, you know, having to go through the eye of the needle. Whenever you're dealing with Pluto energy, you are being squeezed into the eye of the needle, where nothing can get through but an absolute pure essence of whatever it is the other energy is going on. Okay, so I'm done with all of that. I don't want to be a party to any more astrology, and that goes for the chakras as well. That's the cosmic, you know, manipulation control center, and for the individual, it's the chakra center, and I'm over those control devices as well, personally. But how we handle being grounded is we have to individually, this is going to take everybody into an individual place. You have to find your personal sovereignty. And I'm starting to see, I mean, we use these words a lot. We talk about them a lot. But I'm starting to see a lot of people do not even possess it because they have believed all of their lives through generation after generation, their parents, their ancestors have all had some governing factor, some government, some religion, something that controlled them and told them how to behave and what to believe. These people are going to have a hard time being grounded.
That's
people who are personally sovereign and who go by their own personal inner light and the information that comes from the inner light that is within them. They don't need any government. They don't need any religions. They don't need, you know, Pluto Mercury to go straight or anything like that, because they are self-governing beings. They are governed by the light, by integrity, and they know how to stay grounded within themselves. And that's my opinion on that.
Well, I'm so glad that you have such a difficult time expressing your opinion. I'm just kidding. No, but you know, grounding for me too is having the cojones to be able to say what you perceive to be your truth. And it goes back to what you said, Serena, our personal sovereignty has almost always been linked in to what our attachments are.
Yes.
And that is why there's so much stress placed on let go of all emotional, mental, physical attachments. Yeah, you can have it. You can like it. You can love it. You can embrace it. But don't make that attachment be you. You don't, you know, don't make it cause you to be worthy. And the same goes with where the whole spiritual community is going with this ascension process that we're in. Is, you know, we're really having, I really believe that people are getting to a point where their belief systems have completely been annihilated. I mean, even us, right? I mean, yeah. I don't know how many, my husband and I joke about this all the time. It's like, how many days out of the week do we get up and go, okay, wow, I've got to incorporate that into my foundational belief system. You know, it's like, okay, wow, because we're open to that, right? We're open to all of the information that comes in. You know, we're not so rooted into believing a certain way, unless it's, of course, you know, our core truth about our connection source or what have you. But you know what I'm saying, Ari?
Yeah, I do.
So getting back to, you know, I know you guys have just some amazing things to discuss regarding the archonic energies of the planet. I mean, what about this whole obsessive thinking and micromanaging our experiences and things aren't happening fast enough? And, you know, we've got to have a schedule. We've got to have a plan. What is your belief system on that? And I say belief system because guess what? We still have a brain. so we really can't get away from, we really are an amalgamation of beliefs.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah. Well, I, you know, me personally, I feel that's part of the matrix.
Yeah.
You know, that's absolutely part of the, if we want to call it the little cage, the system that they put here, the Truman Show, shall we say. You know, it's part of the, it's, you know what, Alexandra, it's basically, we're all in a stage. Okay.
Yes.
And I personally can see it. I can actually open my door.
Yep.
And see it. Sometimes the lighting is off and I'll tell them, I'll just laugh in their face. You know, you guys really are doing a terrible job with those spotlights today. Because it really, you guys really, really stink today. I mean, I can tell it's off. And I have family members that are not in the know about these things. And I'll say, you know, do you notice kind of like there's kind of like weirdness when you walk out, that like you're on, you know, like you're walking on a stage, you know, it doesn't look real. And they'll say, you know what, as a matter of fact, I've been noticing that more and more. And these are people that are not even in the know. There's just something very strange, and it's not just only the manipulation on the weather and the frequencies that they're putting on us. It's a combination of everything, and it's almost like we're in an experiment, like we're in a petri dish.
Oh yeah,
under a microscope, and they're watching this thing, okay, watching us unfold and develop, and they throw us, they put this little, you know, maybe an iodine drop here, and they'll put this little other ingredient there and say, I wonder how they'll react if I put this here, and, you know, totally manipulated.
Yes.
You know, and so we know it's not coming from the divine, because when people have to suffer, okay, when we see so much suffering, and then some ideologies are put in place on purpose to state, you know what, you know, it's a lesson for you. You know, it's a good thing. Oh, you got raped? Oh, you know what? You probably contracted that. You know, it's a lesson. You know, there's ultimately some good in there. You know what? I bought that for many years.
Oh, my God. I'm so on the same page with you, Ari.
Because I bought that for many years. But
oh,
you,
I know.
BS. Okay?
I know.
Yes, right. Because, you know, it takes a certain point. But you got it. You know what? You have to be willing to look at it.
Yeah.
And say, you know what, this thing doesn't jive. If this is, if we have a loving God, okay, that's what we're saying, that we worship, we adore, we go for when we pray. What loving God would do that? That's insane. It's insanity. So when you look at it from that perspective, and you've got to really want to go there and look at it from that higher perspective and to be totally objective, you'll say, you know what, there's something else here. And something else is in play here that is not of the light that I thought that it was. And it's in direct opposition, as a matter of fact, of the light. So that's when you come to that place, huh, let me explore this a little further. And you got to really go in there with a lot of courage, because what you're going to find is not really very nice at all. So, you know, that's
And then you're going back to, be ready to be completely sovereign.
You've got to be ready to be sovereign.
You know, which we're all screaming that we want, but do we really?
Yeah.
Well, you know?
It comes with a price. It comes with responsibility.
Right. Yeah. And maturity.
Yep.
And courage, you know, and the willingness to embrace that other side of yourself that you typically really don't want to look at.
Yeah.
You know, but guess what? Everybody's got it. We're all in this together. You know, we tend to forget because we tend to isolate ourselves and realize that we're all in this together. You know, we're just a phone call away to support one another. You know, getting back to what you said, and it just resonates with me so much. You know, it all started when I saw the 1947 interview with Errol of the Roswell crash. I don't know if you guys ever saw that, but it all started for me with that as far as the reincarnation process.
Yeah.
Big one.
And it was at that moment where I had this big aha and I realized, okay, wow, here we are. We're poking holes in all of this stuff. You know, the political system, the financial system, the fact that the Federal Reserve is a foreign corporation, that the United States of America is a foreign corporation. I mean, you know, we're looking at all this stuff and yet we're not even questioning that from which we came from.
Exactly.
You know, it's all part of the matrix.
Yep.
I mean, you can't just be partially in the matrix.
Right.
You know, we're in this.
Yeah.
From start to finish. And I mean from start to finish. So what is your feeling about that, Serena, as far as like how we're you know, I was reading, God, I can't think of his name. Oh man, he's great. Not Zen. But anyway, he was talking about how we're birth bumped. You guys know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Cameron Day.
Cameron Day, thank you. I like that guy. Anyway, and he was talking about birth bumped, and I felt this whoosh go through my body. It was like, oh my God, it resonated to the core. What do you think about that?
This is absolutely one of the things that we are waking up to. This is the process of waking up, is waking up to the lies that the Matrix has been telling us. And the fact that we contracted for these horrific things to take place, not just hundreds of times, thousands of times, but billions of times. If you take in all of human history, it makes no sense unless it's absolute, unless you define it as insanity or psychopathy, and then that's the only thing that can explain that. So it's not divine, and people have to face the fact that that there are things taking place here that are not of the divine, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
But as far as being birth bumped, absolutely. And the other side of this reality, 3D life as we call it, the other side of the veil has also been hijacked. They have got everything covered. And this is my own perception. I don't get anything that I'm talking about from any books or people or anything. I just listen to people who believe what I'm talking about and see what they have to say and how they came up with it. But this is my own observation, is that people are deliberately put into families that are dysfunctional, not because they have to learn lessons, but because they are being distracted and derailed from their divine purpose. This makes more sense. Because one thing that the Matrix wants to do is keep itself going and keep itself alive. So it has to compromise everybody that's in it.
Yeah. And also, I'm looking at the soul families.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys are more of a part of my soul family than what I was born into.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we are reuniting with our soul families, our true soul families. So, Ari, that brings me to, how do you gain your power?
Very good question, Alexandra. How much time do we have now? okay.
Wow.
That is, you're okay. Well, I can only, you know, answer that personally, you know. I'm sure that a lot of people gain their power in their own way. I definitely connect to source. And what does that look like? Wow, here we go. I have been at this. The problem is that I've been at this since I was young.
So that's a benefit.
It is. But see, it's kind of hard for me to kind of like explain it, I guess, so much.
Well, let's just put it this way, Ari. when people hear you and they hear the power in your voice, and I told you this when I first met you, they're basically feeling, why don't I have what she has? And I'm not saying that they have to be like you, but they want that power. They want that centered authority. So if that helps.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And it comes, and if you've read anything, of course you have. If you read what I write and hear me on the radio, you will understand what my posture is on things.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm very strong. And believe me, it's out of passion and out of a desire to help people and shake them into, you know, shake off all the old belief systems. My posture is very simple. We don't need anything outside of ourselves, okay, for our good, for our liberation, for our ascension, for information, for anything, okay? We have everything we need. We are divine, okay? We are basically a fractal of the divine, of the prime creator. If you do believe in the fractals and, you know, as above, so below, as within, so without, you know, if you go to the ocean, you take a thimbleful, it's all the essence of the ocean is in there. We are the same. We have all the essence of the divine creator, all right? So it's just a matter of recognizing that. Number one, you've got to recognize that that is indeed who you are. And once you understand that all the attributes of the prime creator are within you, that in itself, just that, you know, that cognition, that recognition will turn on that power. It's almost like, okay, that current is within you all the time, like just like it's within the wall of your home. And until you turn off that switch, you won't see the manifestation of the light. You've got to recognize that that current is there, and that switch, that's what the switch is for. So you've got to recognize that, number one. And then you've got to want to, you know, you've got to tap into it. As opposed to saying, gee, you know what? I'm going to this particular teacher today to get some wonderful information because that teacher has got the answers. So I'm going to go in there and spend $500 on the workshop, $1,000 on the workshop, spend the weekend, go to a tour to Egypt so that I can get all the benefits of all the portals and the vortexes and, you know, the grid and the teacher and everything is externalized. Everything is about getting information from outside of yourself. Going to getting information from a DVD, wherever it is that people normally get their information from. It's a great thing to do that from the beginning, because if you're new at this, there's got to be a beginning point, you know, to steer you into this direction but there's got to be a point in time that whatever you have learned up to that point is steering you into the direction of connect directly, that you no longer need the crutches or the little training wheels. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there, they're still wanting to leave you with the training wheels because unfortunately, Alexandra, it's become a business.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And people need to be discerning about that. You need to understand that.
Right.
That really, all you need to do is really understand that everything you need to know is within you. Everything. And you know what? Here's the thing. It's not corrupted.
Yeah.
Okay? It hasn't been hijacked. By who? Who would hijack information to give you this information? Who would do that? You think maybe the powers that are trying to keep us asleep would do that? Do you think that they may be giving information that may be compromised just to keep you thinking it's this way, and it really isn't? All along, it's not that way, okay? It's this way, because the truth, you know, stands by itself, and sometimes it's not, you know, flowery and it's not sugary, but it's the truth, and we don't go there. We don't gravitate there because we've been trained to accept the sugar because it feels so much better, right?
Right.
You know, the flowery stuff, the good stuff. So sometimes, you know, what I do is, of course, when I get information directly, I get it, you know, and it's not that a being will come in, talk to you and say, you know, Ari, this is the truth. This is the way it is. Please sit down and take a look at this information. No, it's not like that at all. It doesn't even happen like that. What happens is that I get this download, and it's almost like an information packet. And if I get it, for example, it happened with Serena this morning. She had a download while she was talking to me on the phone.
Yeah, me as well.
Yeah, and she was trying to verbalize it and put it in words, and she couldn't. And that's how I knew it was a download, because, you know, I've gotten these so many times that what happens is it comes in as a construct. It comes in as a gestalt of information, a packet of information. Usually comes as a pictogram. And then it starts to unfold, where then you can start putting it into words so you can express it, but it usually doesn't happen right away. And that is your direct connection to source. It does come in that format. So when you're open to the fact that you are divine and that you are going to be getting information from source, that's how it comes in. And it doesn't come in with little words in your head, because then, you know, you kind of wonder, what is putting that in my head? I mean, they're not words. They're not physical words, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm trying to, I guess, let you guys in on what it doesn't look like. Okay. It's not words. It's not voices. It's not a channeled material. It's basically information that comes in, and then it becomes part of you as a knowing. And what does that feel, that knowing? It's a certainty that what the information that you have is absolutely certain, just like your heart is beating is certain, right. Just like the blood pumping in your veins is certain. That is what I'm talking about, that knowing, and it's absolute truth. So, it's unequivocal.
Ari, it's funny that you bring this up, because one of the things we have talked, my husband and I have talked about since the beginning, I mean, we've been together 18 years, is the reality is not the truth. Imagination is. Hmm. And when you really think about your imagination and you really think about your gifts outside the five senses, how close that is to imagination.
Yeah.
You know? And I was also going to say, for those that are not standing as confidently as Ari and Serena are, who are just beginning their path and who are looking for the answers, you know, I remember being there, and it is important to search. It's important to weed through and, you know, read and listen and hear and maybe go to some of the seminars if you need that experience. The main thing, and I think Ari, you're agreeing with me on this, is that when you go, this is not the be all end all. This is exactly. Not your savior. This is not necessarily your truth. Typically, a lot of things will come to you in these downloaded formats by just hearing one sentence from some other member, you know, or waking up and having a memory all of a sudden downloaded to you. And literally, that's happened with Serena and I. Serena and I have had that experience where we're on the phone and, you know, just by her saying something or sharing something, bam, I had a memory come in and it expanded my consciousness. So, I mean, how cool is that, right? We're all able to do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was wondering, Serena, if you could answer the same question. Where do you gain your power from?
My power.
Your
wow.
power, baby. Your power.
Which one?
Well, I don't know. Which one do you want to share with us today?
Well, my power. We're probably talking about the one that is our self-authorizing, right?
Right.
First, I would like to say everything Ari said. Okay, and on top of that, I would say it was because I decided that I wanted to make the decisions as to what happens in my own life.
Oh, bravo! I was hoping somebody was going to say that.
I mean, it's really that simple, but it's that deep. You know, I mean,
to
no
make
one.
The decision.
To what happens in my own life. I want to be the boss of my life. And if something else or someone else comes along and tells me I can't do this or I can't do that and this, whatever, and you can't travel here, you need to do this or you need to, you know, then I start to see the walls. I start to see the prison walls and the bars so that somebody has put up. And I don't like that because I am an independent, free spirit. And as soon as I come across restriction, then I know I have come up against the matrix and I don't like it.
You know, Serena?
Yes.
Bottom line, are we not ultimately being called in every facet of our life, our relationships, our feelings, our emotions, what the way we think, the way we speak. I mean, seriously, we are on stage, as Ari says. And are we not being called to make a decision to stand in our own authority and break away from that master-slave mentality? I mean, to finally be free, because ultimately, yeah, there are outside forces, Ari, definitely. But ultimately, the prison in which we live in is that which we're choosing day to day.
Absolutely.
Okay? We are the masters of our own ship. No one else is. But we have to decide that we have the power. We have to decide that we have the authority. We have to decide that we are creator gods. We have to decide that, you know, we can make a difference. I mean, it's, God, you just nailed it. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And it's a feel. You have to see me when some people are with me and they see that there are restrictions that they have normally lived with throughout their lives. And I come across them and I'm like, well, what the hell is that all about? And they're looking at me, well, this is what you got to do. You got to sign up. You got to do. And I'm like, no, I don't. Well, who are you? And I'm like, I don't know. Who are you? Why are you signing up? Why are you doing all that? Why are you jumping through hoops to do this? You should just be walking through. Why are you questioning me? Oh boy, oh boy.
Well, even those of us that consider ourselves to be perpetual students day in and day out, we are really being challenged at this time in any construct that we use within our life. We're really being challenged to even look at that and say, hey, where are the limitations in that? And being open to the divine just unfolding our lives. Because, you know, miracles are starting to happen. I don't know about you guys, but things have really unfolded in my life. And, I just kept that intention that I was passionate enough to get galacticconnection.com up, that I was literally envisioning all the little faces that get online in the morning. I mean, I literally see that when I'm up there blogging. It keeps me going because, as you know, you guys, blogging is not a very, well, let me see, financially
rewarding.
Rewarding. Yeah,
you mean you're not becoming rich out of this?
Oh, I don't think so.
What?
I don't think so. But putting a lot of hours in. But anyway, but we do it because we love the fulfillment of just knowing that we've made, even if one person writes me an email, it just makes a day. And Serena and I were talking about that. And we work another 27,000 hours. Yeah. Anyway, well, listen, we're almost going to be closing here, but I wanted to tie it up with, you know, what is your final suggestion to those that are having some challenges with attacks, you know, psychic attacks of some sort? What is your ultimate suggestion on what to do to beef up their protection? You guys were just vitally important at a particular crossroads in my life, and I would like you to share that same thing with them.
I personally protect myself by shielding myself. I do envision an electronic circle or force field around myself that is impenetrable. So I do that very much. When I don't do it, I'm going to tell you what happens. All hell breaks loose. Okay. I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I am telling you, like, I am, like, the sun comes up every day and sets, okay? When I get lazy and I forget to do that, all hell breaks loose, okay? I am telling you. So, from being attacked, by sitting down on my sofa and getting the solar plexus thing and, like, that feeling that I got, all those things. So, I know when I haven't done it. And so, I do that. And then, when I actually perceive that I'm being... these little creatures, archons, entities, whatever, that want to compromise me in any way, when I actually perceive them, I pretty much tell them to F off.
Yes.
in very, very strong, passionate, a voice that comes out of, you know, like authority. If you can imagine Gandalf, if anybody's into the Lord of the Rings, if you can imagine Gandalf when he's talking to that dragon and he puts his staff down, he says, "You shall not pass," that type of, you know, authority. Okay. I just use the F word.
Well, it's the vibration. It's the vibration not take this anymore.
It's because they do understand that kind of language, unfortunately. But yeah, I do use that.
Yeah. How about you, Serena?
I'm working on that shield myself, but until I get that one going up and strong, I do smudging with sage and taking a sea salt shower, really quick 2-minute sea salt shower. And the combination really gets rid of everything and anything that's around me that doesn't belong. So those are very simple and very easy to do. Unfortunately, I have to keep doing them, but if it works, hey, I'll just keep doing it. And the other thing is monitoring my thoughts and knowing when something is coming into my mind and speaking that doesn't belong. And then I also send it where it needs to go in no uncertain terms and also in colorful language. And I watch around me also for the invisible energies. I watch them and I send them away. And then I continue to do what I have to do. This takes courage because I know I'm going to be attacked. It will happen and I will be in pain. And sometimes they do get through. But I continue and I work even harder.
Wow. How do I follow that? Well, ladies, I am honored that you have come on to my show today. I really am grateful, as I'm sure Julie is too. And
yes, thank you.
Please, we're honored.
Yeah, please do them a favor. Visit their site at 2012 Emergence. It's 12-21-2012-ing.com. Did I say that
correct? Actually, or it's very simple. It's just 2012emergence.com.
Okay. Wow, that's what it comes up on my computer. Sorry. Yeah.
The link to their website will be in the archives, too, as well. And, so you'll never be lost.
And, yeah, they're really good. If you are under psychic attack, they have some phenomenal support and information. So please check them out. And we will have to do this again. And we'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you so much for coming today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. You guys have a rockin' day. Do not forget to check the planetaryhealersnetwork.com. That's one of the new websites that we've launched for the preparation of a new heaven on Earth. Yay! So we will we'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. Have a wonderful day. And I love that. No fear. Take care. Yeah. Ah.